Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Majestic Mondays with DDI, Daughters of Deliverance International.
PDA, hit me!
Daughters of Deliverance, and happy Monday, everyone. This is actually the last week of the month of April. May is almost here. I'm excited about May because that means that summer is almost here, and summer is my favorite season of the year. I think that the Lord has wonderful things in store for us this summer, and I cannot wait. So today, ladies, we're going to talk about purpose. We will be hosting a virtual summit on finding your purpose with three or four guest speakers to help people find their purpose. So stay tuned for that in the coming weeks. It will be announced on the website. Today we're going to talk about a few scriptures about your purpose. And this is from seven important Bible verses about purpose. on whatchristianswantoknow.com. All right, it says, sometimes we can be so busy in our lives that we're behind them. We are driven by the demands of life and not realizing that God always has a greater purpose. His purposes not only encompass our lives, but the lives of those around us, at home, at school, work, and the community, not to mention our families, of course. It's important to know and live out the following Bible verses about purpose. Here's the first. God has a purpose for everyone. And here's the scripture. It's Exodus 9:16. But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Thought that he was in control. However, God put him in the place of being an Egyptian leader for his purpose. God has a purpose for everyone, including those who resist him. Ultimately, God will get the glory, no matter the person, because he is the giver of purpose in every life, whether they live for him or not. Interesting. So even people that don't know the Lord have a specific purpose from him that they are going to carry out. God's purpose cannot be undone. That's the second one. And this is Job 42, verse 2. I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. It says, once God has established his purposes for our lives, no one can change it. What door God has shut, no man can open. And what door God has opened, no man can shut. People will wear themselves out in efforts to make a situation turn badly for believers, yet God will still ultimately accomplish his plan. They cannot be undone. Christians can take courage that he is working everything for our good, even the most difficult life situations. And we know that scripture in Romans 8:28 that says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Again, that's Romans 8:28. There's more, but I will leave you with that for now, and we will pick up next week. And it'll be May by then. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have given each of us a purpose in this life, and we will do everything that we can to fulfill it and to walk in it as you reveal your purpose to us more and more. We thank you for this week ahead and that you are with us and that you keep us and you watch over us. We pray for traveling mercies even as we go to and from work and do everything else that we have to do for this week. We continue to thank you for your hedge of protection around us and your hedge of protection being around our friends and our family. We love you. And we praise you for your goodness and all that you're going to do this week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you so much for joining us for Majestic Mondays. If you like what you're hearing, if it is being an encouragement and an inspiration to you for your work week, drop us a line, send us your prayer request, donate to the ministry. You can do all of those things on our website at daughtersofdeliverance.com. And we're going to leave you with Dietrich Haddon with Be Like Jesus. Have a wonderful week, and God bless you.
Preacher of LA. I said, yes, ma'am, is everything okay? She said, come over here, I got something to say. You shouldn't be on TV acting that way. I said, whoa, you rather I be fake. Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep it 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you could be a little bit more kind. And if you want folks to come to your church, we all gotta do some work to be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus. I wanna be, I wanna be, be, about her looking like Darius. They wanna remind you of what you did. Don't know why some people just won't forgive, and some folks just won't let you live.
Oh, how quick they forget what they did.
Don't even remember who they did it with.
Shh, but that ain't none of my business.
Let me put it just like this. I wanna be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.